Well, good morning, everybody. Hope you are all well. Now, I do say morning. It is Monday morning when I'm recording this. Unfortunately, I did say I was going to record one on Friday and on Sunday, but unfortunately, well, Friday, we still had this storm coming through. I had a bad headache, and in all honesty, I forgot to record the podcast. Sunday, I did my live show, and it went so badly, so bad. I was a bit deflated, in all honesty. So I do apologise. I shouldn't have let that get to me, but it is what happens. Now, I'm not going to sow any seeds on this podcast. I'm just going to have a bit of a chat with you guys and fill you in with what's happening here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. Now, I've been busy in the garden over the weekend. The allotment, I popped down there Saturday just to assess if there was any damage. There wasn't. Harvested a cabbage and a few leeks, but didn't really do anything on Saturday. But back at home on Sunday, I have built the Christmas dinner bed. Now, this is a bed where all my Christmas dinner is going to be growing in, as the name suggests. This is just my way of trying to make sure that I can harvest my food really easily on Christmas Day. Usually I go down to the allotment and get all the food that we need for Christmas Day. But the last couple of years I've had trouble doing that. The year before, my van broke down and I left my allotment keys in the van. And this year my vehicle got stuck in the mud. So I've avoided, or I want to avoid going down the allotment if I can for our Christmas dinner. My garden is big enough at home that I've dedicated one bed that's 2.4 metres by 1.6 metres to that. And I've built that. It's over where the chickens used to be and where I was growing tomatoes and Cape gooseberries last year. That bed is now built, and I'll be planting out some potatoes and some onions a bit later on today in order to get that started. I'll be making a little video on that as well. That's quite, I'm quite happy with. It's moving forward. Now, oh, just had a text from someone. I wonder who that is, if it's anything interesting. Oh, yeah, it's Mr. Lee Connolly, so I'll give him a call in a second. Lee, I know you'll be listening to this. This is all for you.
We've got two other beds. One's got beetroot growing in it from last year still, which we're slowly eating our way through.
And the other bed, I've planted out some of the onions that we sowed as part of the supporters club and some spinach. So that bed is probably going to be where I grow all the seeds and all the food that come from the supporters club, dedicating that entire bed to it. It's going to be pretty rammed, and I'm not going to be able to fit everything in there, but I think I'm going to try and aim for that regardless. Now, on the note of how our seedlings are getting on, I'm actually got quite a few of our seedlings that are doing pretty well. I'm trying my hardest to keep up with them because the seedlings are growing hard and fast, such as the beetroot, the Brussels sprouts, the cabbage. I've had to, usually I use my root trainers, but I went into Wilkinson's the other day and I brought a load of plastic trays for singular plants in order to start potting these up because I'm just running out of root trainers. I'm growing so much at the moment. Excuse me. That's slowing things down, but I'm getting there. I'm running out of space, which is understandable at this time. And I think I'm going to have to build like an outdoor hardening off area at some point as well. So many projects in my mind that I want to do and crack on with that it's hard to keep up with it. But you know what? This is what I love about Grow Your Own. There's no end of imagination. Anyway, let me know how your own gardens are getting on, how your supporters club. I would love to know. Please let me know. And I'll be back Wednesday. We'll be sowing more seeds on Wednesday. We'll be sowing a lot of seeds this week in order to try and catch up with everything. But like I say, please let me know how yours are getting on. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you all again very soon.